Mr. Barnes, can't say best in class tonight, best in all class, right?
Yeah, tonight we best in class and best in the whole class, so it's a good night. Car was real good. Got to start up in front of a few of them guys, and that helped. I think the track was a little slick tonight, so I think that held them up. Traffic was tough, and guys are fast, so. But no, it was a great night. Car was good all day, and made a couple little changes for the feature, nothing we really don't normally do, and tonight it was pretty spot on. We got clean air, and the car was really just great. It was just effortless to drive once I got up to the lead. Lap traffic was a little hairy, but we got through it and won. That's the important thing. So,
would you say lap traffic was the biggest thing you had to overcome tonight, or did you have a couple cars out there that might have been a little more difficult than you would hoped?
I think in clean air, Danzer was going to be real tough. And Eric was real fast. He just slipped up a little bit, and he took a real low entry into three, and that was perfect for me. I just got to go up right alongside him. But the restarts helped me in the beginning because I got some guys on the outside that I was kind of struggling with a little bit. Lap traffic was hairy. I know that everybody's racing, and that's a tough thing. And when they're all on a line like that, it's even harder because you've got guys who are battling, they're getting the blue flag, and once you're battling with guys, it's kind of hard to pay attention to the flagger, so I can understand that. But
I was kind of wondering whether or not you didn't want the cautions because of some of the faster cars in the back were obviously moving forward.
Yeah, I really didn't. I didn't want the cautions. I'm glad it went green. When I caught that first pack, I was kind of looking at the board and I wasn't really sure. Is a caution going to help me or hurt me? But it'll be. I knew it was going to be hairy. I mean, them guys were racing hard, and it's not like they're really slow. I mean, actually, when I came up on Abold at the end, he was fast enough that I wasn't too worried whether to try to really go by him or not go by him. And, I figured I was pretty good. The car was just real good. It was smooth. Had a little push to it, and kind of what you want, so.
Everybody likes to win two features in the same night, but does this feature tonight with everybody starting mean any more to you than the first night earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. For the first Twin 35 we won, I mean, hey, we won it, but let's face it, we were third place by far. And the second Twin 35, that was a good race, we started right around where I think we were, sixth. We got to the lead, and, we had a good night that night. Tonight, I think, was a good run. I think it was probably pretty decent racing for the most part. I'm not really sure. We got some guys on the restarts, and I kept watching for Otto and DJ to see what they were doing, and I could tell they weren't really flying up through the field. So I kind of figured, the way the track was tonight and the traffic, I figured tonight would be the night. We better pull this off, because I think more ideal track conditions, they probably could have caught us and went by us.
Yeah, so you're probably more happy that it was 45 laps and not 50.
Definitely happy it was 45 laps, yeah.
You're the leader at 45.
Yeah, absolutely. I was more than okay with it because I knew that had to be coming because I was really getting slowed up in lap traffic. So I was happy to see that it was 45 tonight for sure.
And finally, Mike, who do you have to thank for your victory this evening?
Oh, I thank, Gary, Eric, Brenda Sorrell, my car owners for, doing this crazy racing thing and all the support. Ferdy's, Gaffney's Lawn Care, Good Times, Doug Holmes, my engine guy, builds a great, great motor. And all our sponsors, Joe's Jerky, everybody that helps us out, keeps us going.